take your Bible and turn with us over in Luke chapter 24 tonight for the reading of the Word of God. In Luke chapter 24, and we'll start reading tonight in, along in verse number 49. And what a joy it is for me to be here. Church, I love you, Pastor. What a blessing he's been to me and my time of pastoring, preaching meetings for us and getting to rub shoulders across this country. And we appreciate him and want you to be good to him. And God will bless you for that tonight. All right, over in Luke chapter 24 and verse number 49. And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high. And he led them out as far as Bethany, and he lifted up his hands and blessed them. And it came to pass, while he blessed them, he was parted from them and was carried up into the heavens. And they worshiped him and returned unto Jerusalem with great joy, and were continued in the temple, praising and blessing God. Amen. You might be seated tonight. Just for a springboard here tonight, I want to preach a few minutes on the ascension of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, we talk about his coming. There's been much said about his coming in the Word of God. But I'm glad he ascended back. And I just kind of want to preach a little bit on why did he go back to the Father. And I hope I can be a blessing to you tonight. In Luke chapter 24, we see that Luke brings us to the thought of his resurrection. And then he brings to Cleopas and his wife Mary, who was a sister of the Lord Jesus Christ, in her blood relation to Christ, as a name unto him, how that their hearts were broken and sad because that he was not in the tomb and he was gone, and they thought he'd been stolen away. Yeah. And yet, on that road to Damascus, Jesus meets with them and brings them to light of what all of the prophets had to say to him down through his walk of life. And then when they get to the house and have a meal, their eyes are open, they see the Lord Jesus, and it so excites them, they run back to Jerusalem that night and say, he's risen, he's not dead. And now Luke brings us now as to the commission of evangelism in verse 46 and how that he wants us to evangelize begin to start now as the Holy Ghost is coming up as to build a church and win souls and reach people for Jesus. And so then he brings us right down then to the part of our evangelism and then our message of his ascending. Going back, how he took these disciples up, walked out to the mount and showed them his hands and his feet and blessed them. Could you imagine looking at those wounds in her hand and what he had done for them, and yet he's alive. He's not in a tomb. Hey, they turn and go back rejoicing because of a risen Savior, but not only risen, he's going out of their sight, and he said, I do go away. Now I want you to know, friend, he didn't leave them without a comfort. Oh, listen tonight. I'm glad God had this thing already planned. And friend, he's going to bring it to the T. I want you to know one of these days he's coming back to get us out of here. But just seeing tonight a few things here, how God has worked and how he set a plan for you and I. And yet he's not forgot about us. Thank God. I'm glad 57 years ago that Sunday morning when I bowed and asked Jesus Christ to come in my heart and life, he hadn't forgot about me. Brother Tim, he hadn't walked away. Thank God, I'm glad he's a Savior yesterday and today and forever to those that will come to him. So we see here tonight the ascension. You'd say, preacher, why the ascension? Well, it needs to be that he go back. He came through a virgin's womb. Thank God he's going back in a glorified body. And so we see here tonight in these verses how that God has so give a plan for you and I tonight. Look with me, if you will, over in John chapter 16 and verse number 7 tonight. In John chapter 16 and verse number 7, we see tonight that Jesus has going back now to the Father and the purpose of his going back. He said in John 16 and verse number 7, nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is expedient for me that I go away. If I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. And when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin, of righteousness, and judgment for sin, because they believe not on me. For righteousness, because I go to my Father, and you see me no more. For judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. Jesus said, now boys, I'm going away, but it's a needful for me to go away. And as I go away, I'm going to send the Holy Ghost. I'm going to send a comfort unto you. And he's going to come unto you. And coming unto you, hey, there's going to be a gospel preached. And there's going to be some judgment going on. Hey, there's going to be some reproving going on. And there's going to be a resurrection that's going to take place. Amen. I'm telling you tonight, God's still on the throne, and Jesus is the right hand of the Father. And so we see tonight his ascension of going back unto the Lord Jesus. He could only be in one place at one time. But there's another like me. He'll work just like I work. And he's going to come back, and he can be anywhere at any time. And he can do a work in your heart and in your life. And so we see here, as John gives it to us here, and when he came, and verse 8, and when he has come, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment, of sin, because they believe not. Let me say tonight, friend, you're living one of the best times you'll ever live in. Why, you say, preacher, a lot of aggravation going on with the politics and all of this other stuff and with the world. We've never seen it like we've seen it before. But you're looking at one old preacher boy tonight. It's more exciting than I've ever been. I'm down near home tonight. I'm telling you what. Thank God he's coming again. But I'm here to tell you tonight. He's here to reach sinners tonight. That Holy Ghost, as I preach, will work on your heart and woo you and draw you if you're not saved. It's not his will that any should perish, but all come to repentance. And brother, that's the evangelism that we need as a church today. You say, preacher, it's hard to get them saved anymore. I realize their hearts are hard and their minds worldly tonight, but I'm glad if you'll get them around old time preaching, singing, and worship God tonight, there'll be a working of the Holy Ghost that'll woo that heart, that'll draw on that heart string tonight and tell this world you need a Savior. And oh, what a joy it is to see people saved and see them come to know Christ as their Savior. Brother Pastor, I was preaching a meeting some years ago in Durango, Mexico, by 6,600 feet above sea level there in the age of those mountains. And I preached on Sunday morning, Jesus comes to save. And there was a doctor and his wife came in off in the street. heard me preaching and took a seat and listened to him exalt Christ. Just up on the hill was a Catholic church. They had a little dog glassed in up there. I went up Saturday and watched them, and they'd come and confess their sin to that little old doll, and then leave with the same broken heart as they had when they came. But I want to tell you, I told them that Sunday morning that little old doll and that glass box was what we give out at Christmas over here for our girls to have to play with, and give them that mother touch of that mother taking those baby dolls and clothing them, combing their hair. But I said, I'm here to tell you, thank God there's one seated at the right hand of the Father, and he's going back. If you'll trust him, come to know him and believe on him, he'll save you by his amazing grace. Brother Pastor, when I give the invitation that morning, that doctor and his wife walked down the aisle and bowed there around the book board there and trusted Christ as their Savior. Said, thank you for letting me know I got a Savior I can go to. Oh, listen, it's all over the country tonight, folks. It works in foreign countries the same as it does here when you preach a glorious gospel. I was preaching one day on Mount Olive, and we was having a worship up there when I was over in Israel, and they asked me to preach that evening. And you know, as you come down Mount Olive, there's Kith Valley, and right over here says the city of Jerusalem. And so, Brother Pastor, they asked me to preach. And I was preaching, and I said, don't open your Bible. I said, over here lays my text. I want to preach on the gates of the city. Brother Pastor, I'm telling you what, I got preaching, and I got talking about one day Jesus going to come back on Mount Olive. He's going to walk down Kith Valley right before we're preaching. He's going to cross Kith Valley here, and that eastern gate's going to be open. He's going in, sitting out on his father David's throne, and he's going to rule, and he's going to reign. There was a little Arab woman got caught in that six-day war, coming out, been around enough tours till she'd learn a little English. And she come into the meeting and said, tell me a little more about this Jesus that's coming back on Mount Olive and is going to cross Kith Valley. And that gate stopped up, and you say it's going to be open. And he's going in and sit on his father David's throne. I said, that's true, ma'am. And give her the glorious gospel, and she gloriously got saved that day. I'm telling you, it'll work. All the thing it is, we just need to preach it, folk. And we just need to tell the old story. Our Savior tonight, he came, he went to Calvary, he laid his life down, he took it up again. But thank God he's gone back to be with the Father. That he, the Holy Ghost, could come and do a work in our hearts and in our life. That's a purpose, that's a need of the ascension of Jesus going back to be with the Father tonight. And he said he's gonna deal with sin. And not only that, for righteousness, because I go to my Father and you see me no more. Of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. Brother, he came and took our judgment at Calvary. Thank God, Brother Pastor. He's going back to be with the Father. Now I'm here to tell you he's coming again. And when I stand before him at the day of the judgment of at the day of judgment of works, when he'll give out the crowns, I certainly hope I've done a little and one day be able to have a crown that I can lay at his feet. But I'm here to tell you tonight, he's at the right hand of the Father. And every time the devil accuses me towards God and tries to put me down to let him know that I'm nothing, thank God Jesus said, Father, it's all under the blood. Woo! Got something to shout about tonight, church. I'm telling you, I'm glad God's wanting to revive our hearts and to stir us. And I hope, brother, this week it'll be such a revival you won't get over for months. Amen. That God will just move in your midst. And God will stir our hearts and do something for us in these days. And so we see the ascension here, that Jesus went back and he's an intercessor for us tonight. If you look with me in Romans chapter 8 and verse number 26 and verse number 27, in Romans chapter 8, verse 26 and verse number 27. We find here in the Word of God, and likewise the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit Himself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And He that searcheth the heart knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because He maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. You say, preacher, he's going back to do what? He's going back to be my intercessor. Oh, thank God tonight. I'm glad when I just get away on my knees. I begin just to talk to him. And I might not get it out word for word just like it maybe it ought to be, but he still knows my heart. And he's just saying, Father, this is what old brother Bud's saying. Amen. He intercedes for us and he makes known to us tonight. Thank God, I'm glad I don't have to go over there somewhere to a place and speak to somebody through a knot hole and confess and all of this. Hey, to get my sins forgiven. They're already forgiven tonight. And I'm glad I can come boldly to the throne of grace and find help in times like these. I'm here to tell you tonight, church, thank God we got something to shout about. We got something to praise God for tonight. Hey, because glory to God, I'm glad the Son of God, hey, the Son of Jesus Christ tonight is interceding for you and I tonight to Father's side. You say, preacher, I made a mess in life. It looks like it. There's no hope for me. Well, I won't tell you there's a hope tonight. If you're here not saved tonight, there's one already interceding for you. He's calling your name tonight. I'm telling you what, if you won't quench tonight, there'll be something start working on your heart, and there'll be something pulling tonight and said, you need to get what that doctor and his wife got over here in Mexico. You need to get what that little Arab woman got as was on Mount Olive. And over there I laid my outline of my message, that entire city of Jerusalem. Oh, I'm telling you, I had me a time. It's 1,000 wonders they hadn't put us in jail. We shouted. We praised God over there, friend. And I want you to know the Holy Spirit done just the work that God wanted to do that day. And I'm telling you what, He still wanted to do a work in your heart, in my heart tonight. He's not done with the church. This thing's not over with yet. He could come tonight. But until He does, He's left us here to preach a glorious gospel. To let this world know that sin is going to be punished. Let this world know that there is a hell tonight that they're going to have to face if they don't get saved. But there is a heaven tonight if you'll trust Christ as your Savior. Oh, I'm so excited tonight, friend, that 57 years ago will be just in a few weeks. Glory to God, I trusted Christ as my Savior. I'm telling you what, brother, I ain't had to redo it since. Woo! He done it well enough till this lesson now of 57 years, glory to God. And He's not going to give up on us now. Thank God tonight, our Savior, He came. He was born through a virgin's womb and walked amongst us for 33 and a half years and preached a glorious gospel, showed me that He was a Lamb of God. And I want you to know tonight, we pastors and preachers are not dictators. Thank God we're just old shepherd boys. Preaching the gospel. Hey, rubbing the wool and carrying and just cleaning up tonight and getting us a bunch ready to go to a city that's already clean. I was down in Mississippi years ago. I had the privilege to preach with Dr. B.R. Lakin and J. Harold Smith. And while I was there with Dr. Lakin and them, Dr. Falwell from up in Lynchburg, he'd always call Dr. Lakin and talk to him for at least 50 minutes every day. And that time it was there, Dr. Falwell was having his Clean Up America campaign. He's going to clean up America. Dr. Lakin sat and listened to him for 50 minutes. And he got through laying out his plans of how he's going to have a Clean Up America campaign. And he said, Dr. Lakin, what do you think about that? He said, Dr. Falwell, that's a big undertaking. He said, this is a devil's world. He said, I'm just going to preach Jesus and praise God across this country. And I'm going to get me a little crowd ready to go to one that's already cleaned up. Hey, I'm glad tonight there's a city of waste of children of God. It's already cleaned up tonight, folks. We'll not get this one cleaned up, but thank God we got one we're going to that's clean tonight. And so we see here that he's going back and he's there doing a work for you and I as just interceding for us. You say, preacher, I'm saved, but I got mad the other day. Well, Jesus knows about it. He's already told the Lord. He said, Lord, that boy, that lady, whoever you might be tonight, they let their kindly minds run away with them. They got a little out of order, but I forgive them. Put it under the blood. Not intentionally. I want you to know tonight, church, we're all human. And as I was in the class this morning, the teacher was teaching on that side. And there's a side of me that I have to try to beat down all the time. I'm just as human as you are tonight. But glory to God, there's one at the right hand of the Father. He's interceding for me. And he's just saying, old bud needs a little help. And you know what happens? I get in a place like that, I get more grace. Yes, and when that grace begins to work, I begin to shout again. Getting to praise God again. You say, preacher, I'm going through a lot. This old body and these old problems and these sicknesses and these sorrows, what's going to happen? You're just a candidate for some more grace of God. Amen. I mean, regardless of what takes place, preacher, I'm glad if we'll just trust him, we're just candidates for more grace of God to work in our lives and to work on us in these days. And so he's our intercessor tonight. Let me say, it was needs be that he go back that the Holy Ghost could come and work in our hearts. It needs be that he goes back and he could be an intercessor for me and go to God when really I didn't know how to pray. I was just groans and I just agonized with God. And yet Jesus is there and saying, Father, this is what old Bud's trying to say. This is what old Bud's trying to get across to you. Oh, I'm glad he goes in my place tonight. And he'll go in your place also tonight. And then we see, thirdly tonight, he goes away so he can come again. Look at it, if you will, over in Acts chapter 10. Chapter 1, I mean, in verse, I believe it is number 9. In Acts chapter 1 and verse number 9 tonight, we see here that Jesus, as he has gone, we see that Mark here writes to us again about him and in his coming. And Acts chapter 1 and verse number 10. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood with them in white apparel, which also said, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? The same Jesus which is taken up from you into heaven shall so come in like manner as you've seen him go away. Oh, listen, into heaven. I want you to know tonight, church, thank God we're here. He's getting him a bride gathered tonight. People are getting saved by the good grace of God. And he's a building a church to take us to the city of God. And as he went away so that he could come again, I'm here to tell you to get us out of here tonight. And church, I'm getting more excited about it all the time. Everything I see going on about us and this old world reeling and rocking tonight, sin raging on every hand. Thank God it's just telling me we're just a little near home tonight. Hey, why go by the cemetery or go by the way of the rapture of the church. Thank God there's something greater waits for me on the other side. Oh, listen tonight, church. It's not time to hang our head. It's not time to say, I'm just kind of going to cut it out. No, thank God we just need to get a little more excited tonight and say there's folks out here lost that we need to get saved by the grace of God. And Lord, time wouldn't permit me to stand here tonight and tell you of how I seen God take them from the gutters and make preachers out of them. Oh, how he's took drug heads and sobered them up and made a beauty out of them, made a trophy of grace out of them tonight. Hey, I'm here to tell you tonight, church, we can't afford to let up. Why? Because he's coming back to get us. He's going to prepare us a place. As he prepares that place, he's coming again now. And I want you to know tonight, thank God we're going to get out here. And what a day that's going to be. Brother Pastor, I've had to walk with my mother and my dad to the silos of the cemetery. I preached both of them's funeral. I could be committed them back to the dust from which they came. But I didn't leave there with no hope, glory to God. I said, Dad, if I make it in the rapture and you come out of this grave, we'll meet you under the air as you're kicking off the old grave dust, glory to God. And we'll take on a glorified body, hallelujah. Hey, like the Son of God. And we'll win our way out of here into the presence of God. What a day that waits us, church, on the other side. Thank God he's not forgot about us. He's come and he's gone and he's coming again to receive you and I by the grace of God tonight. I just want to run by from Yakinville and say, church, move on for the glory of God. Keep preaching the glorious grace, singing the songs of Zion, and do that God would have you to do in these days. He's coming again. Brother Pastor, it's yours.